Blinding 100 Asheville's independent radio, and there you have something from Young the Giant. That is Heat of the Summer. We know something about that today from the album Mirror Master. My name is Casey. The show today brought to you by Von L. Rods. And if you ever want to see a group of adults just get so excited and turn into little kids, you should do exactly what I'm doing right now, because I'm welcoming back to the Lightning 100 studio. We have Kendall and Heather are here from the Nashville Zoo. Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
And you have some very, very special guests with you. Who is this we have here?
So we have two clouded leopard cubs. They're sisters, and it's Jill's and Julian.
Okay. And how old are we?
8 weeks. They're eight weeks old.
Okay. This has been, and, you know, at the radio station, we get bands, and we get, you know, we've had Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. We've had just all kinds of people come in here. The anticipation for these two little leopards coming by today has been off the chain. And I'll tell you right now, I'm a huge part of it. I've been counting this down for like a week now. So this is so cool. So we're talking about what Brew at the Zoo is getting ready to come around. It's 1 week from today,
It is 1 week from today.
So, yep. And if people want to get a ticket, they better go ahead and get it today,
Get it today, because ticket sales go up. The price goes up at midnight tonight. So get them while they're at the lowest price. It'll go up and it will sell out. So you'll definitely want to get the tickets before it sells out.
And they can get the tickets at?
NashvilleZoo.org.
So basically, Brew at the Zoo, they say it's for all species of beer lovers. Basically, you come out to the zoo, runs from 6:30 until 10:30. You're going to have animals, obviously. And I'm having such a hard time paying attention to my notes right now, if I'm being honest. This is by no means my first day doing this, but it's automatically one of my favorite ones. This is so cool. So they're going to have, obviously, animals, because it's the zoo.
Yes.
Live music, food trucks, and over 100 craft beers, too. And this is a big thing. This is the 8th annual, correct?
Yes. We have beers, and we have wines, and there's some cider. There's a little bit of everything for everybody.
So, kind of take us back a little bit, if you would. And I think, because I know you were kind enough to come by when we... Did I just hear one of the leopards?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. This is just amazing. I know we talked about this a little bit when you were here for the on sale, but kind of explain to people sort of where did the idea for Brew at the Zoo come from?
Well, it's been going on at zoos all over the country for years, but, you know, it's kind of that chance for adults to come to the zoo. It's a night for them, and you get to remember what it's like to be a kid again. You know, the zoo's such a nostalgic place, so imagine coming to the zoo as an adult, drinking beer with no kids around.
Right.
It's pretty magical.
You know, and the fact that I can stand here and say that you did that while holding a leopard, you're hardcore. when you put it out like that, I mean, that's not everybody could do that, so that's impressive from both of you. So tell us a little bit more about the leopards we have here.
Yeah, so clouded leopards are critically endangered, and they're just the cutest cats in the world, I think. They're my favorite species. They're from Thailand, Asia, and we actually have, it's our keystone species at Nashville Zoo. We've bred actually 38 cubs since 2009.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that, you said, a keystone, kind of explain what that means.
I mean, so this is just a species that the Nashville Zoo has chosen to put a ton of effort, money, staffing, to learning how to better care for these animals in captivity, but also conserve them in the wild.
And what you're hearing right now is one of the leopards has apparently decided to pursue a career in broadcasting.
Yes.
Which is fine, because I'm living proof anybody can do it. So, I mean, get on that mic. It's okay. And you said a word earlier that I maybe might need some explanation. You said critically endangered?
Yes. So these guys are very elusive cats. They live in the deep forest of Asia. And we know through habitat destruction and loss that they're becoming critically endangered. And so it's very important that we understand and we try to give back and preserve them for future generations.
And right when you said critically endangered, we locked eyes. Me, yep. That one and I did. So yep.
She's like, I'm important. Like, I want you to know about me.
I'm critically endangered. Get a ticket to Brew at the Zoo. That's exactly what I felt like happened there.
And they're going to be there to raise money for their home habitat.
Well, and I can tell you right now, and I feel like we're going to have some pictures or video made available of this. When you see these two, you're going to do what I'm trying hard not to do right now, which is just hand them your wallet. You know, this is just amazing.
They will take it.
They will. That's so cool. I tell you what, if we could, I'm going to we'll take a quick break, play a song real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about the event.
Sure,
is that cool?
Sure.
All right.
Perfect.
On Lightning 100, hello, my name is Casey. We're joined by the Nashville Zoo. I got to hold the leopard. So there you go. That was on my bucket list. I didn't even know it. So thank you very much for that. So we're talking about Brew at the Zoo. It's 1 week from today.
One week tonight.
One week. from tonight. There we go. And if you're looking to get that price on the ticket, you have until when to get your tickets?
Till midnight tonight, and then they go up $10.
So tell us a little bit. We've kind of talked a little bit about the basics of the event, but I know you've got some sponsors that are doing some very cool stuff on site, too.
Yes. So Middle Tennessee Honda dealers will be offering free carousel rides. So, you know, you get to be a kid again. They're also offering, they have a game where you have to guess the number of something in their trunk, and you can win a behind-the-scenes tour where you get to go see a lot of the conservation efforts that the zoo's doing, feed a giraffe, visit the new vet hospital. So really cool stuff.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And I know, too, one thing we talk about brew at the zoo, and obviously we've got the zoo covered in here today. Talk about the brew, too. You've got a very impressive list of breweries here. It's pretty much name a brewery, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and they all come out and have such a great time, and they're so engaging, and just the guests love it. And Rhizome is a big part of, you know, kind of engaging all the breweries and making sure we have the best of the best.
We're big fans of Rhizome around here, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. So do you find that, you know, when it comes time to sort of get this event together and get sponsors, do you find that people sort of have the reaction that I'm having, like, oh, it's for the leopards, I'll do anything? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'll do anything for the leopards.
Kind of. You know, these leopards you'll be able to see in Conservation Lounge. So that's an additional fee, but all of that money goes to supporting their natural habitat. So that it'll go to an organization that is meant to protect their habitat. So, you know, they're losing it rapidly, and we're sending money that way to kind of preserve it.
Mm. And then I guess, too, when we were playing the song, I got to hold one of the leopards, because if I didn't mention this, I got to hold a leopard, y'all. I noticed, you know, whenever people get a puppy and they say, you know, they look at the feet, that's going to be big, I assume. They got some paws on these cats here. So, I mean, how big will these get?
So these girls are going to get to be about 35 pounds.
Okay.
A cool fact, though, is the males get to be actually 60 pounds. So they outpace them quite a bit. And so, so they're going to get pretty big, but not as big as you think tigers and some of the other cats.
Well, and the important thing is that we met when they were young, so hopefully they've, like, imprinted on me. So if we run into each other again, I'm hoping we're going to be cool.
Absolutely.
Because I was very nice to the leopards. We have video of that. All right. So Brew at the Zoo is coming up in 1 week, and just one more time, hit us again with the website. What do we need to know for people going to get those tickets?
NashvilleZoo.org is where you get the tickets. Get them tonight before they go up $10 at midnight. It will sell out, and we have everything ready for you. More stuff than you could ever imagine.
Well, that is very cool. And thank you so much for coming out here. And thank you for bringing my new best buddies.
Thank you.
Who, again, apparently really want to get in the radio business.
They do. They like these mics.
It's pretty fun. We'll talk. I know a couple people. We'll see what we can do for you, okay? Again, thank you so much. Brew at the Zoo happens 1 week from tonight. Get your tickets and get them now. We're going to check in, do some traffic here in just a little bit. But right now, here's one from Andrew Bird. The latest is Sisyphus. It's on Lightning 100.